This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China is coming off a five-day spring holiday, officially extended a year ago in the hope a longer break might spur tourism. But the calculation is already in. Tourism revenue in China down 60% during this labor holiday. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak joins us from Shanghai this morning. Thanks for connecting.
Thanks for having me.
People just afraid to travel with this virus?
Yeah, that's part of it, but there are still many virus prevention measures that deter people from traveling.
Well, give us a sense of those in China.
Well, before you travel on vacation, you're going to have to answer a couple of questions. Will it affect your child's schooling? Some schools, for example, require students to self-quarantine if they leave the city, like in southwestern China's Kunming City. Another question is it going to affect your work? This week, there is a government press tour in Shanghai of schools reopening. But because I left Shanghai last week on vacation, I'm now disqualified from attending. China has also shut its borders to outsiders, so if I leave now, I'm not going to be allowed back into the country, even though I have a valid work visa.
Now, many burdens for China's tourism and hospitality industries, as is the case just about everywhere on Earth now.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle. Businesses are held responsible for screening virus carriers, and if an outbreak happens, they could get shut down. So business owners are being extra cautious. And right now, there's a narrative in the Chinese press that most of the coronavirus cases are imported. So even though a lot of those are Chinese nationals returning from abroad, in practice, it means foreigners like myself are being treated like a business liability. So I couldn't book recently a seat on a budget carrier, and some hotels won't take foreigners. So one hotel owner in southwestern Yunnan province told me that he expects his business might return to 50% of what it used to be only by summertime.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Jennifer, hang in there.
You too.